Growing up on the South Side, we played high school basketball in a place called the Market House. And there used to be two kids that sat above the dressing rooms flipping the numbers for the scores as the quarters progressed through the basketball game. It is now a senior center. And damn it, I go down there for lunch sometime with my friends Johnny Worthman and his wife Eileen. And the basketball court is still up there, and we're still up there also. This poem is called City Parks Senior Olympics Basketball. And I'd like to send it out to a good friend of mine, Carolyn Johnston. She's my Alexander teacher, and she helps to keep my posture good, my driving fast, and the jump shots dropping. City Parks Senior Olympics Basketball for JRW. Now jerseys read, world's number one granddad, Vietnam veteran, we love our pop-up. Dreams don't go, legs do. Still the rap slap of ego and leather on hardwood, eyeing the competition. Gray hair, balding heads replace crew cuts. Sweat glistening back then, signing the cross before foul shots. Today, just a shoot-around competition, really. Warm-up games you played before big guys kicked you off. Long and short, 21, round the world. The summer of sun-baked asphalt, your grandma died. Seasons, dreams of fluid moves for her. Crossover behind the back, jump stop, reverse, then turn around, Jay. Next winter on Market House scoreboard, kids flip numbers back and forth for your tally. The coach, 10 suicides for your behind the back pass, gray hair, smoky stogie smoke, wreathes his crew cut after a win. How old do you think he is? Old, man, old. Now, Advil visions and Vicodin for substitute hips, titanium metal detectors learn to love. Scoreboard illuminates the gym dark corner. Time winds down at the senior city center, an electronic clock infallible, the Pope of memory. Thank you. Think of these shoes. Somebody else read about shoes, too. Who was that, the gentleman that read first tonight? Yeah. Goodwill. You read about Goodwill. You did, trust me. Think of these shoes in the closet, all spit and polish, standing last to last. Little leather soldiers, they go to Goodwill. The shirts and suits will fit St. Vincent de Paul perfectly. The money, a modest amount considering the mountain of immodest thoughts. Divide it fairly, not evenly, if you can. You've done and dreaded this before. The Art Kane jazz portrait, Harlem, 1958, goes to Michael or Don Smith. Ecclesiasticus said, "Give not up thy heart to sadness, but drive it from thee, for there is no returning, and thou shalt do them no good." Just say, he's off on another one of his adventures and won't need this stuff anyway. Thank you. I left my mark at the Pittsburgh Vintage yesterday. No, 2 days ago. There's a big three scrawled by the back wheels on my car right in front of the Phipps Conservatory and the little coffee shop there. If you don't believe me, go over and see it. I started to go around backwards, saved it, and went around the other way. God bless you if you work as a volunteer. We donated $350,000 last year for the Pittsburgh Vintage. 250 people attended last year. I don't know what the numbers are this year. If you are a corner worker, God bless you double. The corner workers are the ones who stand on the 22 bends through the course. It's a world-class course to drive right in Pittsburgh. The cars are small gems, small jewels, like Rolex watches, the way they're put together, except for my piece of junk, but I still love it. Driving the Pittsburgh Vintage. You awaken Sunday morning, think about the concrete barriers like riot police, shoulder to shoulder at the far end of Panther Hollow Bridge. The Healy's traveling three times the legal limit. Cars are trying to pass. The Jersey barriers scribe the outer edge of the far sweeper. When you ask Zappa if he takes it flat out, he laughs. You don't have the balls. Tap the brakes, wait the front end, cross the crown to good camber, tires hold. Kiss the apex at the sidewalk of the coffee shop. Beyond, corner workers in white. Furled flags are wings of yellow, red, black, white. Then the Westinghouse pond. A Porsche locks front brakes, smoke pouring off. The 356 climbs hay bales, then balances in the air. Flags unfurl. Get over. Slow it. Get it over. Yellow flag. Yellow. Sunday afternoon. Shade trees and skirl of bagpipes in the pits. Carnegie's legacy. Steel, libraries, labor violence, a university. Group four to the starting grid. Saddle up. Kevin rides down, shakes the old man's hand. Grid marshal's hand in the air. 5 minutes to go. Zip and Velcro Nomex helmet, glasses, belts tightened, gloves. 85 degrees and like humidity. So what? The marshal's two fingers in the air. Can't hear your engine fire up. Check the tack and 60 psi of oil. Driver's fist in the air. 1 minute, ready, running and ready to move. The hay bale Porsche gridded behind. He'll sneak by on lap two. On lap three at Westinghouse, he locks him again. Doesn't get airborne. You almost get by, then lose him, but you catch him again. Then try to shake him, breaking late into the hay bale chicane. He stays steady. You back down. Drop into second gear through the chicane. Chirp the tires. Impress everyone but the Porsche. Up on the golf course, homeboys. Later they claim they cheered. You'd say the same thing too. You blinked when the front end lost it at the bend below their tent. Did they see? Lap seven, the temp gauge above 210. Ease off. The plan, just make the checkered. Around the second 280 at Serpentine, the corner worker, an angel, close enough inside the wall to lean out almost and kiss your helmet, heading toward the S's. Then the red flag thrown like an angry sun stops you. There's four prose paragraphs that go in between that. I couldn't get an artsy magazine to publish it, but Moss Motoring News, an automotive publication, $200, baby. Suck it up. Friendly fire. You saw those signs that say, we get rid of stink bugs, right? Admit it. I wish you could have seen a little stink bug on a toilet paper roll in the bathroom. To squash him, I thought, would make more smell, right? So I plopped the Sunday paper down, but when I finished, he was on his back, on the floor, feet up. The dead cockroach position. You'd recognize it anywhere. Before I left, I lit a single candle. Lori Arnold did a really cool thing over at Panza Gallery in the fall. It was, what's the word, ekphrastic, taking art, letting it inspire poetry. There was a picture of two people, a young man and a young woman with leather coats on and a Camaro behind them in the desert. The sun is coming up. This is called Tulane Blacktop. It's a dramatic monologue, a trash-talking dramatic monologue. What I need to know, country boy, are you in or are you out? And no, we don't street race for drugs or pink slips. I don't want your race car. Down Route 10, they said we'd find real cars here. What Pam and I see are sad, slow pieces of shit with orange peel paint. Man, I notice even semis hauling pigs to Fort Smith don't have time to stop for coffee. Yeah, that's my Camaro, primered like they did back in the day. We baptized her big block with oil, then drove Cinderella over dusty roads to give that working girl look. She's got a T5 backed by a Ford 9-inch, topped it with dual quadrajets. Bring on what you got, Roadster, Gasser, Pro Street. Sweet Pamela, I met her in a backwater Pennsylvania town. When my dad died, I was 19. We hit the road with what he left, a set of craftsman tools, a rusty Buick. Pam does the arm drop. We flip for lane choice, straight up, no breakout. One run takes all. If cops come, it's every man for himself. You're looking at our fine leather top coats? Took them from two dealers in East LA who thought they could drive. See, the pockets are slits to trigger sawed-off shotguns. We're all business, remember? When the arms drop, the bullshit stops. There ain't no peace, no sanctuary here. Just the rumble and rev of engines. Headlights high showing Tulane blacktop. When Pam raises her arms for the drop, don't get interested. More than one hick took too long a look, lost off the line gawking when he might've, could've, should've been racing. Now before the mayor comes to roll up your sidewalks, make up your mind, farm boy. Are you in or are you out? Pony up, strap in, shut up, hang on. Thank you very much.